This podcast of Martini Shot is a production of KCRW Santa Monica and KCRW.com. Support for KCRW podcasts comes from the Southern California Lexus dealers.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. True story. I'm driving in my car. It's a green Chevy Trailblazer. It's got a Yale University sticker on the back. Now, that's kind of an important detail. That's the only reason I mention it. I really am sorry about the sticker. I know it's sort of a toolish thing to have on there. Anyway, the dog's in the car with me. He's a Lab Shepherd mix, a great dog, really just a great, sweet, wonderful dog. And I love my dog, so when I get to a red light, I sort of turn slightly to look at him in the back, and he's lying down, looking happy and smiling, and he just looks terrific. So I say to him, and okay, I'm embarrassed a little bit, but this is radio, and that makes it a little easier. I say to him in that voice sweet dog owners use, "Look at you sitting there. You look so handsome. Look at you smiling. You handsome thing, look at you, such a handsome thing sitting there." Okay, now bear in mind, the dog's in the back, the windows are down. Someone, say, in the car next to me wouldn't be able to see the dog and wouldn't know who I was talking to and might assume I was talking to them. Now, later, I'm home, I get a call from a friend of mine. "Still got that Trailblazer with a pretentious Yale sticker on the back?" "Yeah," I say. "Click on Craigslist," she says. "Under missed connections." Now, have you heard of that site? I hadn't until my friend called. Apparently, there's a place on the web where you can post little messages to the people you've encountered that day but don't know. Like, "I was the guy with the Oddwall at the Pizza on Main. You were the woman with the yoga mat and the iPod Nano. Wish I'd gotten your number. Hit me back. Let's have coffee." So I click on the site and I read the following. "You, guy in green blazer on Wilshire and 26th. Me, guy in convertible mini. Don't know what your status is, but just want to say, thanks, bro, you made my day. Hit me back. Let's have coffee." "Look at you sitting there. You look so handsome. Look at you." The guy thought I was talking to him. Now, even if I was so inclined, which isn't the case, "Look at you sitting there." That's not usual pickup language, is it? Now, the trouble is, I'm not sure where the story goes from here, because the truth is, I made it all up. And I know I started by saying true story, but the truth is, and, you know, this is the real truth here, not the true story truth, people tend to enjoy a story more when they think it's true. They don't judge it as harshly as they do when you say, "Hey, I'm working on the beginning of a feature comedy spec. What do you think of this setup?" You say that, and then suddenly everybody becomes a studio executive writing negative script coverage over the weekend. "Don't like the blazer. Don't believe the dog language. Hard to buy into the coincidence. Pass." Now, this is why, for almost 10 years, I've begun every network pitch and studio meeting by saying something along the lines of, you know, this really happened to a friend of mine, which is, you know, seriously, true story. And then I proceed to tell them essentially a lie, something I made up. Something I'm not sure is really good or interesting or saleable or makes any sense at all. But now any negative reaction to the material, to the work product of my imagination, I've protected myself against. "You don't like the story? Well, that's okay. It's just something that happened to a friend of mine. It's not like I'm a bad writer or anything." Now, you know, another friend of mine told me a fascinating story the other day, and I was thinking it might be interesting to explore it in a TV series. You want to hear it? True story. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll break down the lingo. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.
You've been listening to KCRW's Martini Shot. KCRW offers more than 20 podcasts, including film reviews with Joe Morgenstern. Each Friday, The Wall Street Journal's Pulitzer Prize-winning film critic brings his wit and wisdom to bear on current releases. You can find the podcast of Joe Morgenstern's film reviews at KCRW.com.